Kia ora, talofa, malele, bula, and welcome to Season 9, Episode 18 of Breakfast Bites by tevovodigital.com. A wrap of Pacifica people's sports news on a sunny and bright Sunday morning, 21 April 2024. Coming to you with tons of anisi from the 180th meridian in the middle of the blue continent. In rugby union, Japan won the World Rugby Pacific Challenge 2024. Following a 65-15 thrashing of Tonga A at Apia Park on Saturday. It was their third straight bonus point win of the tournament, having earlier beaten Samoa 48-5 and defending champions Fiji Warriors 45-43. Fijians, coached by Sinirusi Seruvakula, came second after a 43-18 victory over Samoa A in their final match. The World Rugby funded tournament features predominantly under-23 residential players. In rugby league, Reece Walsh was on fire with a classy double, while Jamal Fogarty suffered a suspected ruptured bicep in the Broncos' 34-10 win over the Raiders at Suncorp Stadium. The Kiwi star finished with 140 metres run, a whopping 9 tackle busts, 3 line breaks and 2 tries in another brilliant display. Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga was overflowing with praise for Walsh. Honestly, we've already said it all before about him, but just his speed, his deception off the ball, and his great evasive skills. He's the complete package, Meninga said. In football, Bernardo Silva made amends for his midweek penalty miss as holders Manchester City returned to the FA Cup final with a hard-fought 1-0 win over Chelsea. Silva badly fluffed his lines as City were knocked out of the UEFA Champions League on penalties by Real Madrid on Wednesday, but he fired the match winner as they bounced back at Wembley. Portugal international turned home the only goal of a tight encounter 6 minutes from time to keep alive City's hopes of retaining the domestic double. In sports biz, Netflix is ending its customary quarterly reporting of subscriber totals. Publicly traded streaming giant said that it will no longer disclose those subscriber numbers, starting with the first quarter of 2025, and will instead focus on other financial metrics such as revenue and operating margin. The shift jolted Wall Street, promoting a 7% drop in Netflix shares in trading through Friday. Netflix already has the largest subscriber base in the industry, reaching 269.6 million globally in its last quarter, a figure 16% higher than a year ago. Company officials say a continued focus on subscriber totals is not in line with its growth into a more mature company that is developing additional revenue sources such as advertising. In combat sports, Ryan Garcia weighed in a whopping 1.45 kilos over the super lightweight limit for his WBC world title fight with unbeaten Devin Haney at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York today. After missing weight, Garcia chugged a beer at the weigh-in, later claiming it was apple juice and sparkling water, and took to social media to bizarrely hint he deliberately missed weight. "I feel great and I got a 3-pound advantage," Garcia wrote. "Winners do what they have to do. I'm still sharp." At yesterday's final press conference, Garcia was baited by Haney into accepting a bet to pay US$500,000 for every pound he weighed in over the limit. Haney has since confirmed that Garcia has honored his US$1.5 million bet. Last-minute negotiations ensured the fight will go ahead, but Haney's WBC world belt, a title belt, is no longer on the line. Should he lose, the belt will instead become vacant. And that's a wrap. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bites. Mahalo and ka kite. For Te Vovo Digital, I'm Calden Kamea, thanking you all too much for all your love and support.